Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. And with the Lord's help, we'll conclude this message I've been sharing according to His Word. And it is by His Word that all things are upheld. Our lives, creation, the natural world. God has said in His Word, heaven and earth will pass away, but His Word will endure forever. And the book of Revelation, that final chapter, if you will, in the Bible, presents Jesus in His glory and in all of His majesty after He had resurrected and ascended, seated now at the right hand of the Father. This Holy One, this Magnificent One, the chief cornerstone whom the builders rejected, will never again be reviled, rebuked, spit upon. What our Lord went through for our sakes, I don't think we will ever be able to fully understand or appreciate the magnitude of it. This is the Lord Jesus Christ, who now has all power in heaven and earth. The book of Genesis shows man's beginning in Eden, how God created Adam and Eve in that beautiful paradise without sin, a perfect fellowship with God, every need met. It was a glorious, wonderful paradise. And Revelation also shows the wonderful kingdom of God that's going to be restored. It's even a more glorious paradise. Genesis 3, 22 and 24 shows how the first man, Adam, lost the right to eat of the tree of life. But the book of Revelation shows that man will again eat of that tree. Revelation 22 and 2. In fact, this is what, I'll read the first verse as well. He showed me a pure river of life, clear as crystal. This was the Apostle John writing, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the trees were for the healing of nations. The opening of Scripture in Genesis tells of man's first rebellion against God, but Revelation promises an end to man's rebellion. Praise God. Genesis records the first murderer. Is that not true? Cain. The first drunkard? Noah. The first rebel? Nimrod. But Revelation promises a city where there shall in no way enter into it anything that defiles, neither that worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's Revelation 21 and 27. Only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah. And Genesis reveals the tragic, heartbreaking sorrow that resulted from sin, the untold pain and misery through the centuries as a result of that disobedience. But Revelation promises that God shall wipe away all tears from our eyes. Genesis records the first death, but Revelation says there shall be no more death. Let me read that to you in Revelation 21 and 4. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Verse 5 says, And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And Genesis Of course, we know that introduces us to Satan as the tempter of mankind. But Revelation shows the final doom of Satan. That's in chapter 20, verse 10. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Genesis shows us and promises us that Satan's head would be bruised. That was in Genesis 3:15. But Revelation shows him bruised and defeated, and that's in Revelation chapter 19, verse 20. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. So our God has come to restore things as they were in the beginning. Even though sin separated mankind from God, God made the extraordinary effort, the only heaven knows the agonies that Jesus carried out of love so that we could be restored to our God. Praise God. Something we should be, even in the midst of trials and burdens and the life we live, it's difficult living in the times in which we're living. But we know and we can take assurance that God has wonderful things ahead for us. And I'd like to share now something that came into my hands. The author is unknown. I've shared it with our UCM partners, and it's called A World Without Tears. So just sit back if you're able and just relax and just as much as you can imagine, think of a world without tears. The poem begins, just think of a world without tears, where a man can live for a million years with never a grief, ache, or a pain, and never a thought of dying again. Scripture is given at the end of each stanza, Revelation 21 and 4. Think of a world when a man plants a vine, he can sit in its shade and say, this is mine. He will live in his house his own hand has made, and none shall molest or make him afraid. Micah 4, 4. Think of a world without bloodshed or strife, where no man dare take another man's life, where man unto man will unite in peace, and malice and hatred forevermore cease. Psalm 46 and 9, Isaiah 2 and 4. Think of the earth as a global paradise, where mountains and deserts will dazzle your eyes with beautiful flowers and shrubbery and trees, with gay butterflies, songbirds, and bees. Isaiah 35 and 1. Think just as sure as God's word is truth, a man shall return to the days of his youth. His flesh shall become as the flesh of a child, and the words that he speaks will be cheerful and mild. Job 33:25. Think of a world where a lame man will leap from crag to crag like a deer or a sheep, where none will be deaf or none will be blind, and the dumb shall sing and speak forth his mind. Isaiah 35:5. And 6. Think of a world where each man is his brother, not esteeming himself above that of another, where man unto man will be friend to friend, in a world without tears that will never end. Psalm 133:1, Acts 10:34-35. Think of a world where the dead will have risen from their silent tombs that held them in prison, to forever live, to love and care with their loved ones and friends everywhere. 1 Thessalonians 4 and 9. Now a world without tears is not just a dream, as many a person might make it to seem. For just as sure as the Bible is true, a world without tears now lies before you. Isaiah 25:8. And since such a world before you now lies, wouldn't you like to live in such a paradise and share all the blessings that God has in store for all who would do His will forevermore? Isaiah 65:17. Good news of the kingdom is the gladsome song throughout every nation, kingdom, and throng. For all who are thirsty for truth are invited to join God's dear family and be united. There the scripture references are Revelation 7:9, 22:17, Matthew 24:14, 1 Corinthians 1:10. In praising our God, our Savior and King, and giving Him all we have, everything, that we might live throughout endless years in a world without sorrow, a world without tears. Romans 12:1, author unknown. If you'd like a copy of that, feel free to write. The announcer will give our contact information. I invite you to write, beloved. Scripture also tells us, eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard the things that God has prepared for those who love Him. And I think if we meditate upon these things, no matter where we are, we'll be lifted up to know that our present afflictions are not worthy to be compared to the glory which shall be revealed to us. Praise God. Well, beloved, thank you for joining me. We'll see what the Lord has for us the next time we gather together on this station. I thank you for listening. I invite you to write. The announcer has our contact information, our mailing address, and if you email, I invite you to share your mailing address so I can spend time in a personal letter to you. I have limited time, so I'm only able to confirm receipt of emails, and of course I will pray. I love you, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.